Blake and Eva show on Coast 93.1. Todd's here from News Center, Maine. I'm looking at this email that I got. This is so weird. It's a woman who's telling me she saw my profile on JDate.
What is JDate?
It's like the Jewish dating site. It's like the Jewish version of Christian Mingle.
Right.
Okay.
She says, I saw your profile. I mean, I don't want to say her name just because I don't want to. I think she's a real person, but this is just weird.
Okay, so she thinks she saw yours?
I guess so. I saw your profile on JDate, and I realized you're from Portland, Maine. My profile's still up on the site. I sort of dropped off the map. It was hard to connect with Jewish people north of Boston. Struck out twice with me.
Yeah.
Gay and not Jewish.
And right.
Yeah. So she says she lives in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. My father and mother have relatives who live in Portland. They ran a lot of the Jewish community services and camps in the area years ago. My father still owns apartment buildings. I see that you work at a radio station in Portland. Cool job.
Like, is she hitting on you?
Transferring to school in the fall to study communications. Hit me up if you want to talk. I mean, it's definitely like a...
I wonder if someone's using your picture.
You think someone's using my picture?
And
my name? So is it possible there is a fake JDate profile up that has a picture of me and
I'm
people are using
up.
Me to catfish Jewish women? Like, what?
How awesome would that be?
Oh, my God.
Like, kind of flattering.
Picture? Well, and what pictures, Todd, would they use?
But like, so wait a minute. So is there some guy who has a JDate profile, this Jewish dating site profile, and it has, like, my persona on there? And then women meet him, and they're like, you're
well,
not.
Can we get on this? Is it like JDate.com?
I would think so.
I think it's JDate.com. Yeah, I have a friend who used to go on that.
It's supposed to be a great site. It's like they say premier Jewish dating site for Jewish singles. It's a totally legit site.
No, it's been around for years.
You got to set up an account. I'm not doing that.
Okay.
Oh, you
I'll
do?
Do it. You know what? I got nothing to lose. Nice Jewish man.
So you set up an account and then you can search.
I'll search. I'll pretend I'm younger and search. Like she's younger. She's transferring.
So it sounds like you're going to do the same thing that this other person did.
Yeah, basically. Wow. That's already happened. If I get another message, I'm going to know it's Eva.
Yeah.
Right.
Isn't that funny, though? And I love that she's telling me that, you know, her dad has property in Portland.
Right.
Like she's
getting intimate. She's
giving me the real pitch,
yeah.
You know?
She's
yeah.
like, I got money, dude.
Yeah.
You want me.
She's transferring to school to study communications. I saw you work in radio. Cool job.
Well, let me know if you want to talk.
Yeah. Isn't that funny?
God, you know, here you are already, first of all, gay, in a long-term relationship, right. And you're getting hit on by a woman. You know?
Okay, I'm sorry. It wasn't about you.
I mean, now you're going to tell me, you know, Great Aunt Betty has a new boyfriend.
Great Aunt Betty?
Right. You know?
I don't know who she is.
Well, you know, just like, you know, the old
like
people
some, yeah,
finding
random
love
that
too. Yeah.
Shouldn't find love and they do.
Yeah.
Well, I think anyone who
but
wants
you
to
can't.
Find love can find love. You just don't.
I want to. It's just I can't move
no,
that curtain.
No, you don't want to.
I can't
to.
Move that curtain. I want to.
Okay, you put up the curtain and it's an iron curtain.
Oh, my God. This is too deep.
Basically, your dating life is the USSR.
Right.
Peek behind the curtain.
Cold communist tundra. Oh, my God. Well, I don't know. Should I email her back and be like, I think you're confused?
No, don't burst your bubble. Come on. Let's see where this goes.
Okay. Yeah. Just be like, hey.
Could you imagine if I emailed back, nice to meet you?
Right.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk.
I'll give you a shout out tomorrow. Oh. Hey, it worked for Kyle.